I'm married to Derek Roger, who was on the railway for 40 years, and through his work, we moved to the Battenball Station House on the 31st of August 1984. Before we moved here, I'd been through on the train a couple of times and saw the name Battenball and couldn't believe that anywhere would be called Battenball, and then found out that it was to do with the vine and the cricket bats, etc., how it was named. We found out that the railway house had come up for rent, and I pestered Derek, I want to go and see it. Because we lived in a railway house in Tunbridge. Came over and it was a Sunday and no trains ran on a Sunday then. When we got in, the place was covered in soot. Every wall had been painted a different colour, pink, red, green, blue. And the place had been empty for quite a few years. But prior to that, there was a chap who lived there with a blind son, and he'd set up in what was the equivalent of the waiting room, but on the other side, a great big model railway. And there was all pictures of trains and steam trains on the wall and everything. And when we first moved in with four children, we actually virtually lived in that great big cavernous room to start with, until we could get the rest of the building, you know, habitable. It was just very functional. It wasn't, you know, aesthetically very pleasing. There was that room that side, and we had the mirror image our side, and it was just a few seats along the side, and it always felt as though it had been sort of well trodden, if that makes sense, that, you know, it wasn't nicely varnished floorboards or anything. Norman made it as nice as he could. He always had flowers and everything. He had hanging baskets, I think. He was very good like that. He always tried to make it look really pretty and everything and welcoming. But it was what it was. It was just a very old building that needed a little bit of TLC, to be honest. And that was then. And obviously, as you know, it got worse and worse until now. But Norman was very sweet, bless him, and he made contact with us virtually from the start. And over the years, I feel that we've never ever thought of the house as being a single entity from the station. It's always been one concern to us. That's because we say we live in Battenball Station. We very rarely say we live in Battenball Station House. We live in Battenball Station. One of the first things I discovered was there was a sand train that used to go down to Redlands, which was the sand pits along there. And at 5:30 every morning, the whole house used to shake and rattle. And that went on for quite a few years. Copious amounts of land out the back, because right down to that footbridge was just wasteland. It was all gorse bushes and trees, and the kids had a wonderful time.